The fate of Senate Republican leader Trent Lott remained in play today. Last night, Lott apologized yet again for his comments supporting Strom Thurmond's 1948 segregationist campaign for president, this time in an interview with Ed Gordon on Black Entertainment Television.
A lot of, I think, what is wrong here is not enough communication, not enough understanding of how people feel and how, you know, there has been immoral leadership in my part of the country for a long time. Progress has been made.
Were you a part of that?
Yes, I can't deny that. I believe that I have changed and that I'm trying to do a better job. But yes, I'm a part of the region and the history that has not always done what it was supposed to have done.
But not all Americans believe Lott when he says he's changed, or that if he has, that's enough for him to remain leader. An ABC News Washington Post poll shows that 51% of Americans want Lott removed from his post, including 35% of Republicans.
Today, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer once again said that President Bush does not think Senator Lott needs to resign. But Fleischer also repeated the president's displeasure with Lott's comments.
I reiterate, the president differed strongly with the statement that Senator Lott made. And he said what Senator Lott said was wrong and that Senator Lott rightly apologized. The president views Senator Lott as a friend. The president has respect for all senators, including Senator Lott.
Today we spoke to a number of Black Republicans around the country to try to gauge how the controversy surrounding Senator Lott is affecting their efforts to attract more minorities to the party. We start with Michael Brady in Florida. He's the president of the Palm Beach chapter of the state's Black Republican Council, and he admits that the situation has made his work harder.
From a political standpoint, from a organizational standpoint, it has made it difficult. As you're aware, the name of the organization is the Black Republican Council. The term black is in front for a reason, and what he's said and the statements made and the controversy around it affects all black people, regardless of their party or their affiliation.
How specifically has it made your job tougher?
Well, part of what we've been trying to do over the years with the council is educate individuals on the accomplishments, the benefits of being Republican, some of the policy issues and stances on things historically, and just bringing people along the route of history and explaining that the party is not what a lot of individuals may view it to be or have misconceptions about.
Let's say you got a call from Mr. Lott today. Mm-hmm. He wanted a little bit of advice from you. What does he need to do now?
In my personal opinion, I don't think he can turn the tide of damage control. It may be a situation where it's time for a new leadership at the Senate level.
How are you going to deal with this situation?
Well, it depends on what happens. If Senator Lott steps down and there's new leadership, we will move forward with that new leadership and more than likely support. If Senator Lott is still in and the controversy has not diminished much, it's going to make our job more difficult.
At this moment in time, is there an historic opportunity for the Republican Party to reach out to black voters?
That opportunity has always existed. It's whether or not we as a party chose to take it.
Thank you very much for joining us, Michael.
Thank you very much.
Michael Brady is president of the county chapter of the Florida Black Republican Council in Palm Beach, Florida. To Georgia now, where Al Bartel has a very different take on the situation. Bartel is a member of the Grassroots Leadership Initiative for the Georgia Republican Party. He watched Senator Lott deliver an apology, his fifth, live on Black Entertainment Television last night, and Bartel says he heard what he needed to hear.
I most certainly did. I heard that he was committed to an initiative. It wasn't political window dressing. He was actually a concerned legislator and willing to take on his own sensitivity and have that be the energy that can propel him into being a better legislator than he's ever been before.
You know, some of the GOP workers who do outreach in minority communities have said this really complicates their efforts, that this is a real setback for them. Your feelings on that?
I don't think it's a setback at all. Those of us who've been out here in the grassroots arena for years have been, you know, asking for a litany of roundtable discussions on the issue of how do we address the needs of the African-American community as Republicans. And we haven't been able to get an audience, and particularly with the U.S. Senate. And now we're able to get an audience with the entire U.S. Senate and have that leadership be provided by Senator Lott. And that's something that we, as black Republicans, have never had before.
So am I hearing you say that you see this not as a setback, but rather an opportunity?
It's a catalyst for everybody to rally around and get aboard on having initiatives from the Republican Party impact the black community, and we have not had that kind of energy, commitment, or attention before.
Now, some of his colleagues have come out and said that Senator Lott is damaged goods, that this is not the face that the Republican Party wants to put forward, particularly as they're trying to reach out to more minorities to bring more voices into the tent.
Well, there's an element of the Republican Party who would love to have someone else be the majority leader. And I think that element is speaking real loud because they have their own political interest at heart. But Senator Lott is a capable leader. He understands the process. And we need somebody at the top in the United States Senate, the majority leader, who understands the process.
Help me understand that. You're saying that because he has a connection to some of the people who are, have the most virulent opposition to the policies of integration, that he then could go and make a case?
That's exactly what I'm saying. You know, he knows who those individuals are. He understands their policies. He has had to deal with them since being a child, being in the South, growing up in that system that he is now ready to repudiate. And so he would be the kind of individual that could go to those individuals and say something that a person like myself would never be invited to that kind of meeting and never had a chance to be heard.
He could do this, but do you think he will do that?
I think he will now.
Thank you for joining us.
You're so welcome.
Al Bartel of the Grassroots Leadership Initiative for the Georgia Republican Party. Finally, to Irvington, New York, Harold Doley was ambassador to the African Development Bank during the Reagan administration. He now is president of a securities firm and is also an active fundraiser for the Republican Party. He learned of Senator Lott's controversial comments shortly after they were made.
I received a telephone call from someone that attended the birthday party of Senator Thurmond, and I was outraged at the remarks that Senator Lott had made, and at that moment I told Armstrong Williams, who called me, that Senator Lott had to go, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Now, you have, I imagine, as a black Republican, have found yourself defending the party against charges that the party was insensitive or intolerant at times. When President Bush visited Bob Jones University during the Clarence Thomas hearings, why did this strike you differently?
Well, I'm from the segregated South. I attended segregated schools, and to hear the leader of the Republican Senate making a suggestion that we would be better off if we had a segregated society, it was just something I was not prepared to accept. I am a Republican. I don't always agree with everything that's said by everyone in the party, but this was truly off the radar screen.
And I understand that you do quite a bit of behind-the-scenes work to recruit African-Americans to the party, to raise money for the party. Are you finding that it's tougher when you place those calls right now?
The last calls I actually placed dealt with the Terrell Landrieu election down in Louisiana, and that was before the Lott situation. But when I think back on that election, there was a situation where the Republican Party was using an ad stating that Mary Landrieu did not speak to Trent Lott. And it showed that the Republican Party did not understand that that was really a rallying cry for African Americans to go out and vote for Mary Landrieu, because they didn't identify with Lott, and if Mary couldn't speak to Lott, they saw that as being very positive, which means the party has to be more attuned to the African American community.
You said that the last calls that you were making were during the last election. I want you to look forward now. you raise a lot of money for the party. And a lot of the people that you call upon are other African Americans. Is it going to be harder to place those calls now?
Well, hopefully the lot situation will be an unpleasant memory very soon, and we will be able to move on, and the good news will go out. You know, everyone knows Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice and the Secretary of Education, but we need to know that there is a move by the party, by the president, to reach out, and that's the news that should be out there.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Harold Doley, former ambassador to the African Development Bank, president of Doley Securities, and an active Republican fundraiser.
Thank you.